Hi, I'm Justin Bader. Welcome to day three of the paperless office makeover. Now, there are a number of reasons that paper can kind of accumulate on your desk or in your office. And in this series, I want to challenge you to do everything you can to let paper flow to where it needs to go. Yesterday, we talked about a strategy for reducing the friction of that process, for reducing the number of steps and the amount of effort it takes to get everything where it belongs. So we talked about having a recycle bin and a shredding container and a future file and a chronological file and maybe a folder for things that your secretary is going to file, and having those all within arm's reach to reduce that friction and that transition time. Now, friction is one reason that paper can accumulate, but another reason paper tends to accumulate on our desks and in our offices is that we haven't made a decision about what we're going to do with that paper. Now, sometimes we make the decision, but we don't articulate it clearly enough. And if we leave it at a mostly articulated level, we still can't get it done. So what we need to do is this. We need to be very direct and very concrete with ourselves about what we're going to do with any given document. So let's say you've got a big pile of stuff on your desk that you need to deal with, and right on top of that pile is a form from Steve. And Steve needs you to fill out this form, sign it, and put it back in his mailbox. Now, when you look at that form, it's not going to take you long to realize that you need to fill out the form, sign it, and give it back to Steve. It's fairly obvious. But what we need to do, I'm convinced, is we need to be more clear with ourselves about what specific action we're going to take, and then we can organize our work around that action. Now, when we're trying to get organized with paper, it's tempting to try to organize everything by category or by the project that it's related to, but I want to encourage you not to do that. And I want to challenge you to strive to organize your paper, your work, by the action that you're going to take with it. For example, I like to keep all of my phone messages right by the telephone. I've got a notebook that I write my phone messages in, and I know anything that's in there is a phone message, and it's a phone call that I need to return, so it's organized by action, and nothing else is in there, and none of my phone messages are anywhere else. So I'm very clear on that particular aspect of my work. Now, you might have another section of your desk that's reserved for things that you need to get done before you leave today, and maybe you've developed the habit of always clearing that section of your desk before you go home, so you know you're not leaving anything undone. That's organizing by action. Now, we can only organize our work by action if we're clear on what action we need to take, and if we've been very explicit about that with ourselves in writing. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. If you've got that form from Steve that you need to fill out, sign, and give back to him, grab a sticky note. You've got a pad of sticky notes, I know you do, and write on that sticky note, fill out, sign, and give to Steve. Write it on the sticky note, take the sticky note, slap it on the document, and put it back on your desk. And if you have a particular pile of things that you need to fill out and just give back to people, put it in that pile so that you're organized by action. Now, I think the third and probably most important reason that we tend to let paper accumulate on our desks is that it represents work that we haven't finished yet. And we do that not just with forms that need to be filled out, but with papers that are reminders of action we need to take. And we like to have physical reminders of the work that we need to do. The problem with that strategy is, of course, that it doesn't scale very well. When you have a lot of stuff to do, stuff covers other stuff, and it no longer serves as an effective reminder system. It's just clutter. So here's how you can bust that clutter. Use your next action stickies, label everything with the action that you're going to take, organize it by action, but write it on an electronic to-do list. Having an electronic to-do list is one of the best productivity recommendations I can make. And I would encourage you to try Todoist at todoist.com because it's a free service that has great apps for every device that you use. When you have all of your tasks and projects and everything you need to do in a single electronic system, you can make dramatically better decisions about what to spend your time on. You can organize your work, you can update it, you can reorganize it so that you can get it done. So your challenge for today is, first of all, start using those next action stickies. And if you have anything on your desk where you haven't really articulated what exactly you need to do with it, use a sticky note, label it, and start organizing by action. Once you've got everything labeled, put those tasks into an electronic task app like Todoist. I'm Justin Bader. This has been day three of the Paperless Office Makeover, and I will see you tomorrow.